What was his question?
This is a question by Sharma Singha Prabhu, and he's saying that you see how Bhishma Dev was aware of the mood of the gopis and Vrindavan, but still when he was leaving his body, he was thinking of Krishna in a different way, not in the mood of Vrindavan. Why is that?
Sri Krishna Sakka Sakka Vishavanandi Ruk Rajak Savarsadhanana Pavagavirya Govinda Godvija. Why shouldn't they know? Other people knew. News spreads. So news spread at that time. Bhishma Dev, what to speak of being a great soul, he knows of Krishna's relationships. But that's not his rasa. Shukadev Goswami knew it wasn't his rasa. And we know. And we don't have any rasa at present. So why? Because we got the information. So devotees know about Krishna's pastimes. Even karmis, materialists, and demons know about Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. That doesn't necessarily mean that that becomes their relationship. Even Narada Muni, who's like the guru of Braja Bhakti, but still, his relationship with Krishna is completely different. He's like a Vaidhi Bhakta. It says in the seventh canto, regular devotees like us. But still, he's the one who teaches Gop Kumar about Braja Bhakti. Uddhava a little. Neither of whom are Vrijbasis. Vrijbasis, you won't get much out of them. So when Gop Kumar finally got to the spiritual world, and he asked them, what is this place where they wouldn't even talk to him? Vrijbasis don't tell these things. They don't talk about it even to each other, what to speak of anybody else. That's why only when they come as sadhakas, then they discuss and then they explain these things. So Narada Muni, but still Narada Muni gets absorbed in the ecstasy of the Vrijbasis or in the ecstasy of the gopis just talking about it. Why? Because Tavakatamrita Taptajivanam, these things have such a extraordinary, they have a power, and they, even practicing devotees, experience great bliss tasting these things. What to speak of them, great personalities like Bhishma Dev. These are Mahajans, ordinary people. How could they not know about these things? They wouldn't be a Mahajan if they didn't know. But you may know, that doesn't, just because you know about something, that doesn't mean that that's what your relationship should be. When you go to school, I don't know, to be a dentist, you have to learn about chemistry or you have to learn about mathematics. It doesn't mean that you're a mathematician just because you learn about it. And you're a dentist. So they know. And even karmis and scholars and all these people know about these things. Why shouldn't Bhishma Dev know? If ordinary people can know. But order to purify himself and to absorb himself in Krishna, then he remembered those things, and to glorify Krishna, because that also pleases Krishna the most. They have great power, tavakatam, ritatakta jivanam, these topics, remembering these topics, and that's why sharangitam shunya dativarnayadya, that you have to have faith in him, that these are not ordinary. And certainly they have, Bhishma Dev has faith in these topics. He doesn't misunderstand them for something mundane or ordinary. And there was some further version on that?
Yes, this he mentioned that this raises the question that we've been given Vraja Bhakti by Srila Prabhupada as our goal. And is it possible that some of us may not be the residents of Vrindavan in our original position?
Everything's possible. Arpitam charim chirat karinavatir nakalo. So Lord Chaitanya gave something that was his mission, and therefore that's his followers' mission. But still they were associates of Lord Chaitanya, and that wasn't their goal. So that's all right. The thing is that this hadn't been available for a long, long time, and therefore Lord Chaitanya wanted to make it available, and along with it everything else is also available, all other things are also available. If you got $1 million, then you have $100 and $1,000. So if you can get Vraja Bhakti, you can get everything else. Ultimately everything else is just a partial expression of this. And but still all those other devotees can still taste it, even if you're a Bhishma Dev, even if you're somebody else and you have some other eternal relationship, but by Lord Chaitanya's grace you can enter into the mystery of this, and you can taste it through Nam Sankirtan and by hearing those topics. And that's what spiritual life is about, to be able to appreciate others and be able to taste the different mellows of devotional service. So it may not be yours, but in your way, not in the same way as them, but in your way, people can have access to Vraja Bhakti through Srimad Bhagavatam, through Sankirtan. And that's the special blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whereas it's a very, very rare thing, very confidential thing. Other people don't really have the opportunity for it. But now Lord Chaitanya is making it available. Even if you know about it, but as Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Lord Chaitanya, Panchatattva opened the storehouse. So you may know there's something inside a storehouse, but unless someone opens the doors, you can't get at it. So you may know about this, but unless you actually have the right or the adhikar to taste it, then it just becomes knowledge. It's like the karmis, it's like the scholars and the professors and so on. They can't taste it. All they know is they may know Sanskrit, they may know so many things, but they can't taste it. So Lord Chaitanya gives you the right to be able to taste it. And so even practicing devotees can taste. Everyone can taste according to their level of realization. So as high as birds fly in the sky, that's how, as much as your flying capacity is, that's what you get to be able to experience. And then, aside from Braja Bhakti, Lord Chaitanya came to give Gopi Bhav. And even beyond that. So, because that's available, therefore, all other things are also available. Anyway, considering where we are, everything is up. Everything spiritual is up. So that's why Srila Prabhupada wasn't so excessively concerned with your swarup is, just whatever it is, find it. Because right now the main problem is that you think this is your swarup, this body. And that's a problem. Hare Krishna.